Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville. We're all about you. And a Marlette's woman's 60th birthday turned into an unforgettable celebration after she won $250,000 playing Michigan Lottery's Twice as Spice online instant game. According to lottery officials, Lillian Bogner placed a $50 wager on her birthday. When the jackpot popped up on her screen, she said the surprise win was hard to believe and made her milestone day even more special. Bogner recently claimed her winnings at the Michigan Lottery headquarters in Lansing. She plans to use part of the prize to buy a new car and save the rest. And Michigan State Police motor carrier officers are participating in a nationwide awareness campaign this month to combat human trafficking through the transportation industry. Between January 12th and January 16th, officers will collaborate with the Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance and Truckers Against Trafficking to educate commercial drivers about identifying trafficking indicators. The initiative includes presentations on truck stops and outreach to advocacy groups, transportation companies, and community organizations. The effort targets individuals who may witness trafficking activity, including truck drivers, rest stop workers, and transit employees. Michigan State Police began working with Truckers Against Trafficking in 2015 and has gained national recognition for its trafficking prevention work. Suspected trafficking can be reported to the National Human Trafficking Resources Center at 888-373-7888. Again, 888-373-7888. Or by texting Be Free to 233-733. The campaign coincides with National Human Trafficking Awareness Month in January. When we come back after this Autumnwood of Deckerville sponsor message, we'll get to our regional news.
At Autumnwood of Deckerville, we're all about you. Our compassionate care team is here to provide services for long-term care, short-term rehab, respite, and hospice. Your physician may recommend rehabilitation at a skilled nursing facility if you have been recently hospitalized for a chronic illness, surgery, or even injury. As you make this important decision, it's your choice where you want to receive care. Take a virtual tour of our facility at siennahealthcare.com or review your options at medicare.gov/nursinghomecompare. To verify insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about what your care path may look like, call 810-376-2145. We encourage you to come in for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Autumnwood of Deckerville is a Sienna Healthcare managed facility where we're all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and one of Michigan's largest utilities will soon start tacking on a fee when customers pay gas and electric bills with credit or debit cards. Beginning March 2nd, DTE Energy's residential customers will pay a $2.99 per transaction fee, while commercial customers will be charged $9.99 per card payment. The fees do not benefit DTE and are paid directly to its third-party payment processors, Paymentus, the utility said. By charging only those customers who choose card payments, the power and gas company is ensuring other customers don't cover the costs through overall rates, DTE said. The announcement comes as DTE seeks a $574 million increase to electric rates, its second largest ask in more than two decades, as well as a $163 million natural gas rate hike. Michigan Electric customers pay the highest residential rates in the Midwest and among the steepest in the nation, though big utilities prefer to emphasize the below-average size of the average power bill. Also in Detroit, a Trenton man working in a U.S. Postal Service mail sorting facility in Ellen Park was found dead in one of its machines hours after his shift had ended. Nicholas Acker, 36, was found dead at about 1 p.m. November 8th, pinned between a guardrail and conveyor at the USPS Detroit Network Distribution Center at 17,500 Oakwood Boulevard, according to a report by the Detroit News. The Wayne County Medical Examiner ruled the death an accident, finding Acker died of mechanical asphyxiation, the news reported. His body was not found until 14 hours after his shift began. His family is pursuing legal action against the U.S. Postal Service, according to the report. His death remains under investigation by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA. Nicholas Acker, a veteran, didn't die in war. He died at work, U.S. Representative Rashida Tlaib, Democrat of Detroit, wrote on X. He was a USPS worker in Michigan, trapped in a machine, unseen for hours. His death was preventable. Workers warned management. The union filed grievances, but still no answers. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumn Wood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumn Wood of Deckerville. We're all about you.